Hello, Elizabeth Stitt here, talking Joyful Parenting. Today I want to talk about the advantage of supporting your kids and being independent. You know, these days we're all so busy, we're running around doing everything for our kids, because in the short run it seems more expedient. And yet, when you think about it, it's actually pretty short-sighted. Because if you took the time with your wobbler, your toddler, your preschooler, to really teach him to put his clothes in the clothes hamper, to hang up his wet towel, to get himself dressed, to help wash the dishes next to you as you're washing. You know, he can have his bucket of soapy suds and be scrubbing whatever it is, the silverware or something that won't break. And if you take the time to walk through with a kid and to do all these things, then 2 or 3 years down the line, you're going to have not just somebody who you're having to slow down to teach to do things, but you're going to have a real helper. You know, a five-year-old who's been trained can get up and wash himself and get himself dressed and can pour his cereal and milk and take it to the sink and rinse it out, can, put things in his lunch, grab an apple. Maybe he still needs help spreading that peanut butter on that bread so the bread doesn't rip. But in general, a trained five-year-old can get himself ready for school so that you're busy getting yourself ready, and by the time that you need to all walk out the door to get to school and to get to work, you're a united team in working on that. So if you're at home with little kids, look around and see, just by giving them a little space and encouraging them and making it a game, you can get them into the habit of working right alongside you. You know, a child can easily take his diaper, if it's all rolled up and taped up, and put it on top of the diaper genie. If it's too complicated to open, he can at least deliver it there, and you can come along later and put it in. He can put his clothes in the clothes hamper. He can straighten out his blanket in the morning. That was a little bit harder, but he could definitely fluff the pillow if he's using one. So look for those opportunities to create an independent child who will be a source of help to the whole family. And this isn't just to create slave labor. This is really great for your kid. It gives him a sense of competency and a sense of belonging, a sense of being needed, of being necessary. We've got a lot of forces today that are pulling families apart. This is actually a practice that can pull a family together. All right, so it's a quick tip from Elizabeth Stitt, talking Joyful Parenting.